It's Saturday, the 20th of September, 11 a.m. Long lie in bed this morning till 10. Catch up on sleep from the early rise yesterday morning for the car boot. Oh boy, boy, tired. But a good sleep. Although I did spend the last, well, maybe the last hour, with my mind running through so many things. Actually running through so many things that I'd love to put up onto audioboo. I'm not going to say what they are, what it was all about now, but I could not get back to sleep, so my mind was, had gone off on its own, you know, like one of those clockwork cars or trains that you got years ago, and once you let them go, they shot about and bounced off all the walls while you rapidly tried to nail it down and catch it. Well, that's what I was doing for an hour. I never did catch that train, eventually just got out of bed. It's another grey morning, like yesterday morning, like the morning before that, like the morning before that. But again, fairly calm and mild. Everything's damp from that ha that's settled over this part of the country. We need a strong wind to blow from the west, to blow it back into the North Sea. So I'm feeling pretty good this morning. Got a few aches and pains, but I've put that down more to the positions I probably lie in during the night than to the exertions of a car boot, which my body is totally used to, and all those muscles and joints have been performing their task for how long now. So I'll put it down just to lying too long in bed. A while ago I tried to re-establish a regime in the mornings that I attempted before and failed after a few days, and that was not to look at mail and postings and all that kind of stuff before I'd come out here and completed my little period of thoughts. And so I'd gotten back into it just before we went off on our mini break to Northumberland last weekend. And while we were down there every morning, I'd get out and go out into amongst the trees and listen to the sounds, and never put an iPad or an iPhone on. So I've got back into that again, and hopefully this time I can stick it out. But it doesn't always work. In fact, now that I think, and if I'm being honest with myself, I just realised that I replied to a DM tweet from a friend simply because I had left it there since last night, just before I went to bed, and I'd left it on the screen to remind me to respond. So that took about 30 seconds. So there you go. Didn't exactly work. But all the rest, not switching the phone or not opening the iPad, not looking at mail, all that kind of stuff. Nothing. Instead, to try and not keep my mind focused, but to try and relax my mind and myself in the morning, I've started to watch YouTube videos. Not downhill skiing or jumping out aeroplanes, no. Some opera, some classical music, just to put my feet up with the coffee and for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just relax and either listen or watch and listen. And I've come across some wonderful stuff that really does make a difference. It has made a difference. One this morning, one I had begun to watch previously, it was about now gone, wonderful classical pianist Vladimir Horowitz. What a wonderful man. In his 80s, he's in the studio recording again. And I actually, my emotions almost got the better of me at one bit watching this apparently frail old man with his eyes closed and his arms moving gently to the music that he had just played and was listening back to. And I just thought, this is amazing. So, that's the plans anyway. It's really all about just taking more time in the mornings to stay away from the techie stuff, if you like, which I do love, by the way. But sometimes things in the morning when you go that way maybe are not so nice to read or see or hear, or then fixate in your mind, and that I wanted to get away from that. I wanted to just switch off, or switch channels, if you like, to a more relaxing, laid back, take it easy, 10-15 minutes with a coffee. That makes sense. We'll see how it goes.